works here in the offices in Paradise, and his name is Chris Moores. One of the wonderful things about Chris is his ability to be a real, calming a persona around such absolute chaos. And it can be extremely chaotic around here.
Oh, really? Hey, how's it going, Doc? We're glad to be on IQ. And, chaotic? I didn't notice that. And I'm sure some of you listeners out there have gotten familiar with the BBS dog, Nikki. You hear her every once in a while in the back, and she just wants to join in the fun, I think. Oh, there she is right there. So, yeah, we have good time in the studio with all the people we talk to and all the, you know, we're sharing our journey as well and working on, improving ourselves and sharing what we find with everybody out there. It's ongoing work for all of us, and we're just thrilled to be doing it. And I'm thrilled to be here in Paradise as well. We've been having a great time and working on just making everything bigger and better than ever.
It seems, though, when we get something completed, there's always something else that kind of muddles up the works. Like right now we're having server problems. It's not our server. We've done apps. I think we've got the system working perfectly. Wouldn't you agree, Chris?
Yeah, as far as how we have it connected in the hardware and that which we can control, I would say it's totally set up perfectly. You know, some of the things that have gone on in the last few days, you know, we've had all kinds of people giving us feedback. Some say it's, you know, all of us coming together and making this huge energy shift, you know, awakening all these energies, or, you know, the power of what we're doing. But who knows? We've had the actual power to the house go down.
Fire in the neighborhood.
And we had the internet, the main internet service cord cut.
And then the phones. Oh.
So there's no end. We've been literally around the clock working to keep the streams going, to keep the shows going, and to keep the listeners happy and the hosts happy, and keep this ball rolling. And there's nothing that's going to stop it, so no matter what happens, we're going to keep at it, and that's how it's going to go.
Yeah, not even spam, which is what we're seeing a lot of now. It seems like somebody out there is really trying to drive a lot of that spam to our boards. And it becomes more vicious attack each and every day, which, you know, is nothing new when you deal with this sort of information. But and we try to get rid of it as best we can. But that's just one thing that we fight on a daily basis. And
it's kind of the entropy of the internet world these days. You know, you get viruses, you get spam, you get people hitting this, hitting that, draining this, draining that. You know, and hey, that's all right. We're going to keep going. Nothing's going to stop us. We're here, and we're here to stay.
And I'm glad now we have Chris and Amy to help us through this, because, in truth, there's a lot to do. And we're growing very, very fast. We have some unbelievable people coming on board the company. The sort of caliber of people that are very well recognized across the world. And we're excited about that. Mind you, today we didn't have a lot of good news. Today, just a couple hours ago, we were hit with something very, very sad. Yeah.
Well, go ahead. You can tell the story since it's so near and dear to your heart. But we've had a little visitor around these parts lately, and he's traveled on.
A little visitor, a squirrel that was feeling very, was attacked by my little 6-pound dog.
Yeah.
We didn't know if it was attacked or not. It was just we found it with my dog kind of playing with it. And
it was already a little disoriented. And, we took it in and did everything we could to help it out. And I think we extended its life a couple days and mm-hmm. gave it some love and attention. But old Sammy the squirrel moved on.
Right? Sammy moved on. It was really kind of sad. You know, you try your best. You hope they don't suffer. Even something as small as a squirrel. I mean, to be honest, it's difficult for me to even kill a fly. I'd rather swat it away. If I see something, I generally shuck it outside. I don't know how many people would normally do that. But I feel a real desire not to see things die around me or be the cause of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that's kind of a consciousness that you awaken to. You know, I tell some stories sometimes from my youth to where I, you know, was a little reckless in my dealings with nature, but I didn't even know any better. And a lot of people don't even quite realize the life within nature or within, you know, all of the universe. You know, how the atoms vibrate and have the life juice of the Creator. And when you tune into your own life source really deeply and you get centered in your own meditation, you see the life everywhere, and there's nothing that could cause you to harm it. It just becomes impossible because you feel so connected to it that you truly do feel as if you're harming yourself if you were to do harm against any life.
You know, it's funny. Chris, being such a wonderful human spirit, I mean, it's amazing to see him. Folks, this is a man that is a real balanced person who only gives you energy. But when you're around my twin brother and I, we're like two tornadoes in the middle of a desert where there's lots of sand, just stirring up a storm. And when there's so much to do, we've been in that mode for most of our lives. It's very excitable around here. And Chris says to me one day, he says, "Doug, you got to learn to embrace the feminine." Now, folks, think about being a guy and another guy saying to you, "You got to approach that feminine aspect and really feel what that other person's feeling." You know, it took me about, I'd say, a week before I finally understood what he meant by that. Mm. And because I couldn't take it deeper. You know, there was a place inside where I felt kind of silly, kind of, you know how when people use those terms, or let's say your mother wants a kiss by you. Well, that's kind of the same sort of, you just don't go there as a guy. But the truth be known, you should go there. You should embrace those sorts of qualities, whether you term it a feminine quality or a more loving, nurturing quality, whatever quality there is, but a quality of a quieter respect, a quality of a more loving, nurturing feeling, and a respect for the other person. And that, if you don't practice that, then it doesn't become a part of who you are. In many ways, in my lifetime, because I'm always around my brother, and he and I were always the two people, you know, creating the storm, it's very difficult to change from one mode to the other. But, and even though I thought I was very spiritual, and I still do, there's a lot for me to learn. And that's one real wonderful thing about Chris, is he's here to teach, work, and with a loving, wonderful spirit. And I couldn't ask for anything more. I hope everybody gets a chance to meet Chris, because he's just the sort of man you'd want to make your best friend.
Well, thank you. And yeah, that's what I'm here for. I've dedicated my life at this point to BBS Radio and the mission and carrying things forward. And that's the way it is. Some of you may have heard in some of the earlier shows that Amy and I moved here to California just maybe a couple weeks ago now, about 2,000 miles. And yeah, we closed up shop in Minneapolis, quit our teaching careers, and have dedicated ourselves full time to making BBS happen, to giving it legs to continue the growth. Because, you know, we were already working on getting the message of truth and inspiration and creativity and awareness out to the world through the Creative Cosmos, creativecosmos.org. And, you know, it's something we felt we would carry out on our own, but then when we realized that there were so many other people who were dedicated to that mission as well, we wanted to be a part of it. We wanted to unite forces, you know, because that's one of the themes here, is that it's the theme of unity. It's the theme of coming together and helping each other to, in our own path of meditation and self-discovery, because that goes on. That's an important thing that we should underscore before we move ahead, is that the path is something you walk and you walk and you walk. It isn't that one day you arrive and it's over. It doesn't work like that. You realize that you walk on, and that is what the path is that you simply keep moving, you keep changing, you keep growing, and you don't hold on to things and want to always define things or put things in a box or store things away or hold things in place. You learn to embrace the change and the adventure that change brings, and really, you know, the wonder of the new is what causes growth. You know, new experience, new journeys, new horizons. And that's another reason I came out to California, is I've always been that way myself in my life, ready to take on new challenges and shake things up and meet new people. And you know, it's a great thing to do. To, you know, you live in a city for 5 or 6 years, and you've really soaked it up, and you make a lot of friends, and you do all the city has to offer. And you know, often when I get to that point, I go to another city and try some more things and try to get to know some more people. And you know, maybe one day I'll stay in place for a while. Who knows? But you know, I hope to stay here for a while and see this through, and definitely we'll be here till 2012. That seems to be a pretty interesting date on the calendar, where a lot of people see the ascension process or the awakening process really culminating at that point. And, you know, I don't think that there's like a single date, ding, everyone's going to wake up or anything like that, but I think it's going to steadily move. And I think 2012 is just kind of a general guideline that, you know, more and more people will be awakened and have shared that information, and the general state of consciousness will be higher by then.
Okay, you know what I love about Chris? I could ask him almost any question in the world, and he'll have a beautiful response from the heart. And oftentimes we, oh my gosh, if everybody could just sit back and talk with somebody like Chris, I mean, you'd learn so much. But what happens if, let's say, you are a particular, you have a particular belief system, and that belief system sounds silly. Let's say you're a man right out there right now, and you're saying 2012 will be the time of great war, great destruction, and everything's going to die.
Phones in certain places, or certain headphones in certain places, we get a little squeak here or there.
It was a number of microphones, headphones, speakers, phones, and everything else here.
That's just an example of another thing you get to be on top of in the studio. Everything could be set up perfectly, and everything could be humming along just fine, and all of a sudden, you know, and things happen fast here. All of a sudden, you know, there'll be moments where all three of us are on our own phone, and then someone will be calling in for BBS, and there'll be a host, there'll be a guest, there'll be pandemonium all of a sudden. And you get a headphone in the wrong place, or pick up a phone or whatever, you just get squeals here and there. But, you know, we're always working on it.
We're making do. This place has expanded, and it's a nice office environment. It gets hot, though, here in Paradise. Oh, my goodness, it gets stifling.
Has it been low 90s to mid 90s, even over 100 here, mm-hmm. in a whole stretch of days for weeks on end here.
And I'm used to Houston, Texas weather, but when I come here, ooh, it's unbelievable. And the power prices here, folks, California, the cost of power is insane. A 3,000 square foot home, if you can imagine, you're probably going to spend $700-$800 in power a month. You can't avoid it, unless you want to keep the air conditioner off.
Or, like you've been suggesting, and we've all been talking about, getting off the grid, putting in some solar panels, and we're hoping to create like a little bubble of safety here in Paradise, California.
It forces you to. I mean, your power bill like ours gets up around $1,200 a month. You seriously consider alternative fuel methods. That's why I'm not so upset that oil prices are climbing. Everybody's boo-hooing, and that's great. But it also is a great impetus for people to create alternative systems.
Yeah, maybe that's the way we're going to end up doing that, getting everybody to have solar power, rather than imagining some government decree where everyone's issued their supply of solar panels or something. Even though if that was the case, I'd gladly take mine.
Oh, me too.
but if it, you know, I don't see it happening anytime soon. But the solar technology is out there, and I've always said this on my shows and in my work. If it's out there, we should apply it. Period.
Yeah, there should be much greater tax incentives to apply these sorts of things. and you just don't see enough credits given for it. You know, as BBS grows, I can see a lot of things in the future here. I can see a hub where people come together, minds come together that are really pro life, that are not in respect to, you know, abortion, all that. I mean, really pro self empowering the individuals and conscious of nature and all things. But as BBS grows, we actually create a hub where a lot of people with a similar mindset conjugate. And you might think, oh my gosh, there's nobody out there that thinks like me. And, you know, Chris, when you first came here, your thoughts were probably, gosh, do I have to save the world alone?
Yeah, well, you know, I've told that story that I thought I was going to have to almost single-handedly bring, you know, like when I was just by myself out of school in the basement, feeling all the things inside myself and uncovering the soul and realizing all these things. And I looked around and I didn't see it anywhere. And I was like, oh, but I know this stuff is true. I just know it's true and people have got to know it. And I embarked on creating my own method, my own teaching method, my own way of expressing that information, and I did take it on in that manner. And I, at that point, I vowed to, you know, even sacrifice my life if I had to get the message out there.
Wow. And I got to tell you, you should see some of the work that Chris has created over the years. From his artwork, which is unbelievable, by the way. I saw him actually create probably what I think is the greatest piece of artwork he's done. I mean, it's just magnificent. And his writing skills, Chris's ability to convey a message is second to none. I mean, there's very few people out there in the world today that can convey in a written material such a flow of information that really comes across to almost everybody. And so when you put the art together with the writing, and then of course his efforts verbally and working on this situation, it's a lifelong endeavor to really help people, service to others. And this is what BBS is becoming. It's becoming a place for, so far I'd say, what, 80 people in total that really have that?
I mean, to mention all the other people who are helping through posting our site here and there, or, you know, there's a lot of people who are also doing little things, you know, even friends of the hosts who are telling other friends or listeners who are working on getting radio station affiliates in this city or that city. And you know what? We do need your help, and we want your help, and we want you to be involved in that way. You know, this is something we're doing together. We're all doing together. And when I say together, I don't just mean together, but not you who's listening. No. You who's listening, you know, we mean you, too. We mean everybody. We, you know, if you're listening, you probably are sympathetic to some of what we're talking about or feel some of these things yourself, and that's what brought you here. And we, you know, we were talking a little bit about the feminine side of being, and we also, you know, Doug and I had some interesting chats how you could put that different ways, you know, how you could put that as, you know, just maybe an openness or a receptivity or, you know, just, you know, I often talk about getting space from your mind and just being at rest and being available, being truly present, you know, which, you know, it sounds when someone says be present, oh, yeah, that makes sense, isn't that? But to be truly present, resting in yourself, nothing else going on, is actually one of the trickiest things to come across.
Oh, let me tell you, something can say, if you're a man like me and you try to get in the present moment, like, you don't understand. To be truly present is an awesome thing. It really requires stopping everything that you are in the present being so you could acknowledge what's around you with greater capacity. And that's tough to do. That's, for me, I mean, something little could spark me off in the wrong direction. I just lost all my composure.
Yeah, or, you know, a lot of times, like, let's say, if you have a conversation with a normal person who isn't thinking about meditation or whatever, you start saying something, and in their mind, they're already answering you before you're even done speaking, for instance. Now that person who's already answering in their mind isn't present, and they're reacting based on the past, because how do you know truly? You're not really respecting the person who's speaking to you unless you give them that space to express themselves to the end. It's truly an insult to cut them off, even in your mind, with your thoughts, and start trying to define them before they've even finished their expression.
Oh, that beautifully put. You're right. And it starts with the mind, and that's the hardest. In today's world, a lot of people, they move from one thought to another so fast, they don't even know what they're thinking about most of the times. But to still that and to really allow it to open up to somebody else is it's an art form. It's something that I'm glad Chris is here. I'm becoming more and more aware of everything I do each and every day. And ultimately, when you start to become more aware, what changes you is really how bad you feel afterward or for doing something. I mean, you acknowledge it more. It lives with you longer. The negative aspects of you live with you in a different way, and you become more sensitive to it each and every time, which changes you. You just got to start somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that truly got through to me is that I realized that when I reacted and maybe got angry and lashed out at somebody, For a while I didn't realize that first I had to make myself unhappy in order to share unhappiness. And when you truly realize that first you harm yourself before you harm others, I mean, it truly goes that way. You can't, you know, just being in that real vicious state of mind is really destructive to your own spirit. And when you realize that, it doesn't even get past that threshold. You don't even carry it forth in the world, and you get ahead of it over time. You watch, and you know, first you might get angry and tell someone to, you know, screw off or something in a very harsh way, and then later you'll feel it in a deeper, more profound way because you're noticing it more, you're more aware. And then the next time you might get angry, and before you lash out, you just be like, all right, I remember what happened last time and I learned an important lesson. And then you get more and more ahead of it till you don't even feel that burning fire inside anymore because you have self-mastery. You have that space. You see that you don't have to go on the whims of these thoughts or emotions that are just passing through. You can remain centered. You can remain calm. You can remain the observer. And then you truly are bringing peace and harmony to the world in your environment.
You know, the reason why I can understand that to a level of depth which is profound within me is because really that understanding started with my transformation in thought, and which was forgiveness. When you're reading, and I encourage everybody to read this, just at least read a few chapters or search out books that are like this, and forget religion of any kind when you deal with this, but you got to learn to forgive. That's hard to do. Let's say you're in a car, you're driving down the road, and somebody cuts you off. Well, the first thing that comes, your mind starts to make you mad, so you're mad now. And everything around you, you're going to show that, you know, that impetus to be destructive or mad, or it gains momentum.
You radiate that out in your world to everybody.
To everyone. It's just like it's wishing a bad thought, and the kid next to you goes down the road. You don't even see him. He hits a curb, breaks his leg, goes to the hospital. His mother's driving him home from the hospital, sees you on a bike, cuts you off. You turn around, you break your leg. You don't know why. But this is how energy will manifest itself, and it'll come back. And as we start to approach these 2012 years, I think that energy is starting to move a little bit faster. People are finding that their negative thoughts are coming back to haunt them quicker. You know, it's funny. Chris and I were just thinking about this, and I was saying, gosh, Chris, why are these psychics so sensitive, and they have all these problems sometimes? I mean, they're a reader, and they're telling everybody the readings that are beautiful, and they're helping shape the consciousness of people, and they're doing beautiful things, but yet they're so sensitive. You got to be so careful, and sometimes their world's kind of funny. But it finally dawned on me. If you're a feeling receptor, because in order to be psychic, you have to be able to feel the energy. Some way you have to feel that energy. So then you let that energy in. And that energy actually takes a lot out of you, and you become sensitive to it more and more and more and more. And finally, even little things can get you crying or worried or off on a tangent somewhere where you're wondering, well,
this person's spiritual? How does he get there? Why would he be like this? Doesn't he have peace? Can't he find it within? Because he's a spiritual person. Fact is, it takes them more, I think, to find that peace because they deal with more of the negative energy around them. And I really didn't get it up until recently.
Yeah, which it also brings up a good point that, you know, even if you are psychic or you have, you know, certain talents or abilities in the metaphysical realm, it doesn't mean that you can't deepen your meditation as well and that you're not still growing as well, you know. I would say anybody who's, you know, truly spiritual would probably give you that same answer that, yes, I'm still on the path myself, I'm still growing, and you don't stop, you know, because on the way, you know, first, as soon as you start allowing the soul to enter in the body, hey, you'll pick up psychic abilities, you know, and you could stop there, and you could play with those abilities, and they could entertain you for your whole life, but you could also keep going, and you could move into where you start soaking up your past lives and all the skills of your past life, and you could stay there, and you could say, wow, look at all these powers, and you could impress people around you, and you could prove yourself to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, and yet you could still go farther, and you could still go farther. I mean, there are more and greater and vaster and more wondrous things each step of the way, so it would be really crazy to stop.
Yes. You know, Chris, I love you. By the way, folks, Chris has one of the most beautiful girlfriends by the name of Amy Butson, who's doing a magnificent job writing news releases and doing work for PBS Radio. I just wanted to give her credit because you know, nobody has to do this. Nobody's getting paid. This is something that we do because we really care. And when you find people that are in your vicinity that have that same real emotional, a real compassion for other people, it's something to behold. It's like a mother. Sometimes, you know, in many cases, when Chris says that you have to deal with a feminine side of you, I kind of understand that nurturing aspect of people from the female quality more than you would from the male. Because men, you know, I don't agree. Dr. Gray, men are from Mars, women for Venus. You know, I wish I could tell everybody a little bit about what I know in respect to the gentleman and the book and so forth. But bottom line is there is a difference that separates us on some level, but there doesn't have to be. We're all going to grow at some point, I think, Chris, to become a union of both aspects, aren't we?
Yeah, we're growing. We are. We, you know, that's why relationships can be so beneficial to our spiritual growth, is because, you know, if you put, you know, this is something I bring up too, and this is something Buddha would bring up a lot, is like, you know, people would say, why aren't more people enlightened? And he would say, well, what are your priorities? And I mean, there was a story of where, you know, he sent someone through a town and asked everybody in the town what their priorities were, and nobody said enlightenment. And he said, well, there's your answer. That's why nobody gets enlightened, you know. But if you do make the enlightenment your priority in a relationship, everything about the relationship will be better because you will have that space. You'll have the open channel of communication. You'll be growing as individuals, and you'll be sharing that freedom. And then there's no bonds or anything closing you in, or any like expectations that feel like it's choking you. It's a freedom. It's an expansion. It's you know, you're both trying new things, and you come together and you share the beauty of your discovery, and you grow and you grow and grow in this freedom. And you know, this goes into the Tantra tradition that we each have a male and female aspect within ourselves. You know, you take somebody who just you know, lives and dies with their conditioning. Well, they don't ever really get into that. You know, the male and the female specificity applies to the 3D world, and those who live and die in the 3D world will always think of themselves in those limitations, because it is a limitation. We don't have to view ourselves that way. We, you know, we see, we can learn that what we're looking for in a partner is a reflection of the other half of ourselves. You know, like as a man, you seek a woman, but you seek a woman to fulfill that other half of yourself. And, you know, it's important as well to remember that what you'll encounter in the world is a real human being. You know, you won't encounter necessarily that which you're seeking, because you're seeking the perfection that is within already. But then when you find somebody, a real human in the outside that has the same intention, then together you can work on releasing that truth from within and then synthesizing that. A little squeal there. It's all right. It's all right. When we have a little squeak like that, this is good too, for the listeners and for the hosts and for everyone out there. It's nothing to get so worried about. Nothing to... Ooh. Oh, wow. So just about anything can cause a little squeak.
It's just a headphone set and earphone.
Yeah, so, but you know, it's absolutely nothing to be concerned with. You know, if anything, it's an opportunity. Because anything that really upsets us in the world is really an opportunity. What?
No, folks, we're live. We're not going to have this as an archive file. That just said everything you know.
So see, we do it to ourselves.
Oh, that's just great. You know, there was an... Are we really? No, I guess we have value up, but you know, in the, I don't even know if they can hear me. Can they hear me, Don?
Well, they can hear you now.
Good.
Or they could be
the max red line. Really? Uh-oh. Well, so if we've been a little bit loud, we're sorry, folks.
Well, we're having fun. We just wanted to come out and tell you that we're having fun, we're working on things, and we love you, and everything's... gonna be all right.
Everything is going to be beautiful. I want to encourage everybody, though, spread the news of BBS Radio. Okay? Go out there, tell your friends, BBS Radio, listen to a show, make one show per week, 1 hour per week, put at the end of your emails, check out BBS Radio. This is something, you want to help change lives of people around you? Put at the end of an email, bbsradio.com. If you just were to put that at the end of your email and all the emails that you send out every day, and you had one or two people that came to our network and were to listen to these shows, it will help them. And I really encourage everybody to go out there, tell their friends about BBS Radio. We love you. We do this for absolutely free. There'll never be a cost to the listener or to the provider of this information as long as we can provide that, and I think that'd be indefinitely. So please, folks, share this BBS Radio with your friends. It'll be a service, something that you'll do for them that they'll always thank you for. It might take them a day or a week or a month to get to the point where the information sinks in and makes some sort of a noticeable change, but it will eventually, because we have good intentions, and we love you, folks. I want to thank you once again for joining us at BBS Radio to the HiQ Show. This has been Doug Newsom and Chris Moores. I hope you get a chance to meet us personally if you're out there and you're still listening, because we'd love to meet you all eventually, maybe at one of our festivities, but sooner or later, yeah, we'd love to meet you all. My love and best wishes and good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.